Welcome to Textonation. Joining us is Chris Lentz, the Chief Marketing Officer at Ready Mobile, and Scott Tibbetts, CEO of a company called Katasi. Thanks for joining us, Chris and Scott.
Oh, thanks, Fred. Good to talk to you.
Great. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Well, Scott, to begin with, give us a little bit of an overview of what Katasi is.
Fred, we're a technology development company. We're founded by technology entrepreneurs. And several years ago, we started seeing the prevalence of distracted driving. And this was, you know, before iPhones, actually, or just iPhones were coming on. We were seeing teens texting. Could start to see that that was going to develop into something that you might be able to call an epidemic, that nobody really fully understood what was coming. And at the same time, recognize there's going to be a technical solution for it. What is that technical solution going to be? And over 4 years, developed the intellectual property and the technology to be able to identify a driver in a car through a little device you plug into the car and be able to tell a mobile phone provider that somebody like yourself, Fred, or myself, or my son is driving, and have them stop the distractions from the network level before they get to the phone. This idea of not using an app, but preventing it, you know, at the network level. And all of that led to developing this technology and finding the partner that was excited about launching that. And that happened this year, and that was with Ready Mobile. And that's the company Chris is heads up marketing for.
Right. And your product is called Groove?
Yes.
Tell us, Chris, what Ready Mobile is doing with this technology.
Yeah, absolutely. So I joined the Ready Mobile team about a year and a half ago, and we had this idea that we could do something disruptive in the MVNO or in the wireless space with this brand that had been not really used for the last 5 or 6 years. And then through that process, we were introduced to Scott and the Katasi team and heard about the Groove product. And we knew right away that that was the product that we could go to market with and really do something truly unique that not only does good socially, but is also great for the Ready Mobile business. And what we're doing is taking that on September 25th and relaunching the Ready Mobile wireless brand with the Groove product as a feature that you can buy with our wireless service. And this is really set up perfectly to be kind of a great marriage between Groove and Ready Mobile, because we control the wireless network, which is one of the main requirements for Groove to really work effectively. And so bringing those two together and launching that later this month is what we're doing.
Tell us a little bit more about Ready Mobile for folks who aren't familiar with you at all. Obviously, you're relaunching shortly, and you are what is called an MVNO, Mobile Virtual Network Operator, which means people can sign up for your service, but you're not building your own network. You're using another company's network. Tell us what you're doing.
Absolutely, yeah. So Ready Mobile is a 10-year-old brand. We've been in the market for over a decade now, and we've had thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of subscribers on the brand at one point or another. And you're right. We're a mobile virtual network operator, which means you get great low prices on traditional wireless plans, and you get the same network that you typically would from one of the big guys. It's the same coverage, same data speeds, you know, unlimited talk text, nice size data buckets like you would come to expect from any wireless carrier today. Only difference is the name of the company is Ready Mobile.
And do you disclose which of the networks that you're using?
This brand will operate on at least two of the big four. We're not able to disclose the specific names, but we have plans for two for sure, possibly three.
Interesting. So the coverage should be really good. And pricing for subscribers, can you go over that a little bit for us?
I can, yeah. We'll have plans starting at $30 for unlimited talk text and 1 gig of data. And then that'll go up all the way to truly unlimited, unlimited talk text and unlimited data for $90. And there's a couple plans in between there as well. And you can add the Groove service for $10 per month, and the Groove module is a one-time charge of $100 at launch.
Well, describe for us, Scott, what the module is and step us through how a family might make use of it.
Well, the module itself is it's about the size of half of a deck of cards. And just the small little this little box with a plug. What a lot of people don't realize is underneath the steering wheel of their car is a socket. If you look underneath there, you go, I didn't know that was there. This is what that plugs into. It's called the OBD2 port. It's used for the diagnostics when you go into the shop. So you plug this in. It takes about 30 seconds. It just sticks up there, and you sticks up underneath, and you plug it in and forget it. What that does is it connects the car with its own connection to the cloud, to the internet. And any car, like my car is driven by myself, my wife, and my son. So when the car starts moving, within about 15 seconds of starting the trip, we know in the cloud with Groove that car is moving. And then it's simply a matter of determining which one of the three people is the driver. So it's a much simpler problem than, you know, my phone is moving. I wonder if I'm driving in a car. We can figure that out in about 15 seconds. And then we are connected with our software with Ready Mobile. So we say, hey, you know, Fred just started a drive, or Fred's son just started a drive. You know, we do that electronically. And then Ready Mobile has the ability from the network level. You know, you can imagine they can turn certain services off and on. Well, what they have in place is the ability to turn off texting, turn off Snapchatting, turn off Instagram, web browsing, but have the ability to leave alone things that are important sometimes for users of music streaming or navigation. So once the drive starts, the driver's identified, and then these distractions are stopped before they even get to the handset. There's nothing that even gets to the phone. Nobody knows that there's something that might tempt them to pick it up and try to figure out the message. And then when the key gets turned off at the end of the drive, within 15 seconds, all of the function returns. Everything goes back to full capability, and a lot of the messages that have been stored then are forwarded.
That sounds pretty wild. Now, how are you, the phone calls would work too, assuming you have a Bluetooth or other device that makes phone calls safe?
That's a good question. What we're doing is we're looking for a balance point that prevents the really dangerous stuff, but still leaves enough function for usability, a good user experience. So the choice that we've made, and this is something that can be adjusted by the user down the road, is that voice calls are left alone, and particularly for teens. Those just are not a distracting element anymore. My 17-year-old doesn't make a phone call anymore. So we leave phone alone, allow people to use hands-free, and it's just the high distractions to take your eyes off the road, the texting and the other web browsing and Pokemon Go type things that we block. And there, one other key piece, Fred, is that 911, the emergency services are all left alone, of course. You can always make an emergency text or emergency call.
And this costs an extra $10 a month. What if you have more than one, say, teenage driver in a household? How does that work?
That's a good question. At launch, we're going with a one module to one phone relationship. But over the coming months, we'll build out all the features that would allow you to have, multiple modules assigned to multiple devices and cars. But really, what was important to us is to get this technology to market, get it in the hands of drivers, and specifically, we're looking at teen drivers and their parents. And then we'll build out that full feature set over the coming months.
And Chris, I suppose what this is for Ready Mobile is a way to really differentiate your offerings from the competition.
That's absolutely right. We will be the only mobile or the only MVNO, the only wireless provider right now that offers Groove. I know Scott and team, and we're certainly on board with this. We want this to be in every car and on every phone, and really put an end to distracted driving for good. But this year and in the short term, this is only available on Ready Mobile.
Scott, is there a simple way you can explain how it is that you're able to determine whether the driver is the right one here, and you're not turning off everybody's mobile device?
So there's kind of a misconception out there that, gee, all you have to do is determine if the phone is in the driver's area. You know, like, you know, if it's in the passenger seat, it must be a passenger. It actually, that's somewhat of a red herring in a way, because if somebody's driving alone, it's very simple to take a phone and just set it in the passenger seat. And then it does, you know, there's no way of knowing. We don't do it that way for that reason. That actually becomes more dangerous. We look for the registered drivers that may be driving the phone. In my case, you know, the three of us. And what we look for is we look at, for instance, where the phone is compared to where the car is, or how fast the phone is moving compared to how fast the car is moving. So if my car is going 27 miles an hour and one of the three phones is going 27 miles an hour and the other two are not, well, that's the driver. And most drives happen with just one person, one registered driver in the car. So that's, you know, that's, that covers 95% of the drives. And then, of course, the next question behind that, well, what if my wife and I are driving together? And there's various ways to do it. The way we're doing it with Ready is that we block both phones initially. And then when my wife goes, let's say she's a passenger, to pick up her phone, the phone will say, Scott and Jackie are in the car. Which one is the driver? And you push a button, and Jackie, as the passenger, identifies me as the driver, and then blocks me and enables her. So she's the one that helps out with the logic. And of course, she's motivated to do that because she wants to use her phone. There's the other way that we're doing it with Ready is truly just to block both phones of two registered folks in the car and, you know, not have them distracted, but let one of them actually override their phone. A lot of different ways to do it because you're in the cloud.
Very interesting. So this will be available on the 25th of September?
That's right, Fred. September 25th, readymobile.com. You'll find our great selection of handsets, phones, and the Groove product, of course, to keep you safe while you're driving.
Can you tell us anything about the handsets you're offering?
Yeah, we'll have a great selection, high-end Samsung devices, mid-range devices as well. I don't remember the specifics, but I know we will have some very nice Samsung Galaxy devices that'll be ready for launch.
Is it possible for people to bring their own device, or is there something special here?
No, that's one of the great things about the Groove feature and the product is that it's really device agnostic. It can even work with the iPhone. You can bring your own phone, and we'll send you a SIM card with your Groove device. And you can pop that in, and we'll get you activated with your current device.
Any estimate as to what percentage of your customers are likely to want to use Groove?
Well, everyone we've talked to so far says they want it. So I think, you know, our estimates are high, but realistic. We have thousands of people that have already come to readymobile.com and signed up to tell them when we launch. So we're really excited to get this going and put this really effective feature in the hands of thousands of people.
Now, obviously, this is a serious problem, and it goes well beyond parental concerns about teens. It's often the parents themselves that are exhibiting this kind of behavior. Are people willing to give up that freedom, so to speak, to stay safe?
Yeah, Fred, there's an interesting thing. We're here at Mobile World Congress doing the launch, and we had a couple hundred people at a reception. It's fascinating because they'd start the conversation with, boy, I've got to have this for my teen. About 2 minutes in, they'd say, I've got to get this for myself. I'm as bad as they are. I'm going to kill somebody. It's been striking how many people our age have said, I can't stop the temptation. I'll get this for myself. I just don't have the willpower to stop using my phone when I drive. So we think the market's going to start with teens, but you know, very quickly, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, I agree, Scott. Fred, what we're noticing when talking with people are these kind of quick moments of self-reflection and realization that, hey, I have a problem too, and I should really do something about this before I hurt myself or someone else. And it's really pretty awesome to be part of those conversations and see that process on people's faces when they when we talk to them about Ready Mobile and Groove.
Really interesting. The website to go to for more info is readymobile.com. Chris Lentz and Scott Tibbetts, thanks for taking the time with us.
Fred, thank you.
Thanks, Fred.
Now this. We've been telling you about the great products and great people at Sea Crane for years, and the lineup just keeps getting better. The CC Wi-Fi radio is a personal favorite that lets you tune in to radio stations from all around the world via the Internet. More than 16,000 in all. When the weather turns nasty, the CC Lantern will light the way with LED bulbs and never run out of power. You can charge it up from any USB source or the 12-volt socket in your car, or you can simply grab the hand crank on top and wind. Need an even more powerful solution? The CC LED Spot XB runs on standard batteries and puts out nearly the equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb. You'll find those bright ideas and a lot more to like by clicking on the link to Sea Crane at textination.com. Put in the code TEXTINATION for a free flashlight with your order. Sea Crane, they've been making customers loyal for decades.